African grey parrots are found only in the rainforests of West and Central Africa, but they're prized as pets in countries around the world. People are captivated by their beautiful colors, gentle nature and ability to mimic humans. But demand for the birds could be threatening their very existence. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, estimates that 450,000 parrots were captured and exported from Africa between 1994 and 2003. The number would be even higher if it included illegal exports. Seeing the danger of extinction, many countries in Europe, North America and Africa have banned trade in grey parrots. Cameroon issued a ban 3 years ago. But conservationists say the measures have failed to reduce the trade. Illegal operations have continued and have even increased. Ofidrori is the director of LAGA, a wildlife law enforcement group that's helping the government of Cameroon. He says despite the ban, at least 1,000 parrots are exported from Cameroon every month. Traffickers go through the Gulf of Aden. By moving the birds from one country to the other, the traffickers can eventually get them to Europe and the United States and designate them as locally bred.
The trafficking in African grey parrots has become an organized crime. It's a very, very lucrative trade. The margin of illegal revenue for trade in this trafficking of this species is very high. In fact, sometimes increased more than the trade in ivory, which has won a better international profile, sometimes more than drugs. So imagine that something that can be more lucrative than trafficking of drugs has interest very high, one, corrupt officials, two, very high, very well sophisticated criminals.
Drury says it's hard to curb the trade because of high level corruption and lacks enforcement, even in Western countries that have the resources to enforce the law.
When you are doing shipments that are really very lucrative, dealing with huge amounts of money, you are having very strong bribing power. And really, there is a reason to assume that this power actually played a role here.
The number of African grey parrots remaining in the wild is not known, but Cameroon is already experiencing what's called local extinction. Communities that used to have parrots on the outskirts of their towns say they no longer see them. In 2007, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, reclassified grey parrots on its wildlife endangered list. Formerly, they were designated as species of low concern, but now they're in the category of near threat, giving them a status requiring more protection. The enforcement group LAGA has been working with the Cameroonian government for many years to stop the illegal trade. At least 9 people have been persecuted for involvement in illegal capture and trade in African grey parrots. But the problem persists. Drury says the failure of the judiciary to persecute most of the accused has strengthened the hand of suspected traffickers.
A very high government official was removed from his post for being in the heart of this trafficking. But nothing was effective because those people are not prosecuted.
The internet could make things worse. More and more, Cameroonians advertising parrots online. Drury says some of the advertisements are scams, but others are real and contribute to the exportation of grey parrots.
The illegal trade right now is only limited by the factor of the connection between the demand and the supply. We are afraid that the internet has this potential in connecting more of the demand with more of the supply.
He says at the moment they're investigating the use of the internet in trafficking African grey parrots and how to stop the trade or at least reduce it. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé.